This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A school administrator and victim in the East High shooting last March spoke publicly for the first time Monday. Dean Wayne Mason disputed earlier reports of what occurred the day of the shooting. Notably, Mason said the shooting did not take place during a required pat-down, as previously reported by police. He said he and a second administrator were unaware of any standing protocol related to the student shooter. Mason also addressed whether schools should have metal detectors and armed officers.
As a victim of school violence, I believe that there were things that we left on the table that should have been taken care of, but weren't.
Mason was one of two administrators shot and injured, both recovered at a local hospital. The student took his own life soon after the shooting. Life expectancy in Colorado has a big, glaring gap in health equity. CPR health reporter John Daly explains how tobacco use is one driver.
White Coloradans can expect at birth to live 79 years, several years longer than both Hispanic and Black Coloradans. That's driven by various health disparities, including tobacco use. Denver resident Lawrence Miles is trying to quit smoking Newport cigarettes, a brand aggressively marketed to Black Coloradans.
It's one of the toughest battles that I've ever had to fight. I'm a pretty strong person, you know, but with cigarettes, it's like I have no willpower.
Cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., but those who quit can see their health rebound substantially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. It should be a mostly sunny day across most of Colorado, with highs hitting the low 80s today. This evening, the Front Range might see some light rain. Coming up, it's 1A.